Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's Here and Now. India and Pakistan have been uneasy neighbors, to say the least, since independence from British rule and subsequent partition in 1947. They've warred with each other, held nuclear tests in competing shows of force. But today in Delhi, India's new Prime Minister, Narendra Modi, met with Pakistan's Prime Minister, Nawaz Sharif. They smiled and shook hands before the meeting, but during it, Modi pressed Sharif to crack down on militants and speed up the trial of the Pakistanis who allegedly carried out that terrible terrorist attack in Mumbai in 2008. The BBC's Owen Bennett-Jones has covered both countries. He joins us from London. And Owen, after the meeting, the Pakistani PM said he hoped the countries could put their legacy of mistrust behind them. Could you just briefly remind us of that history?
Well, they fought a number of wars, 1947, 65, 71. So there is, a history of deep hostility. And the question is whether it will be possible now for these two men to move on. As you say, the key issue for the Indian point of view is whether there will be what they would see as terrorist attacks based in Pakistan coming across into Indian-held Kashmir or into India itself. And until Pakistan deals with that, it's actually quite difficult to see how this relationship can be substantially improved.
Well, and we hear that the new Indian Prime Minister made demands about those attacks, but we understand he has a history of his own. Many Pakistanis aren't very fond of Modi because he was the chief minister of Gujarat during a riot in which 1,000 Muslims were killed. So he brings his own history.
Absolutely right. And there are many, many people in India, Muslims in India, who are extremely anxious that they are vulnerable now over the next 5 years. And of course, that is echoed in Pakistan, where people see him as a Hindu nationalist demagogue. Now, I have to say that when you talk to senior Pakistani officials, they all come up with this line that, well, he's a hardliner, Modi, but hardliners can deliver. And they've got this idea that because he's a hardliner, maybe that will help because he will be able to deliver his own constituency for some kind of peace deal. I think that's a very optimistic view, I must say. And having spoken to people close to Modi, the line seems to be that they're quite happy with the current arrangements between India and Pakistan. You know, there's not much trade, but they're okay with that, as long as Pakistan doesn't do anything. And if there are any attacks in India, then I imagine there'll be a very strong response from India. But as it is, they're happy. They'll call it peace and leave it at that.
Well, they are, though, reportedly going to talk about strengthening trade ties. But to this request from the Indian Prime Minister that Pakistan finally deliver up the alleged attackers in Mumbai, that was in 2008. Why haven't the suspects in that case been put on trial yet?
It's a long story. I mean, so what happened was that those young men went into Mumbai and killed all those people. And there were phone calls, which you can hear on the internet. They're incredible, because, I mean, you hear these people, apparently from Pakistan, directing the attack, actually watching the attack on TV and telling the guys in Mumbai what to do. Someone's coming onto the roof. You've got to move from one corridor to another, that sort of thing. Mm. So extraordinarily close direction. And the Indians have been saying, you've got to arrest those people. Now, who are they? Well, it is widely believed they are from Lashkar-e-Toiba, one of the major groups, militant groups in Pakistan, and possibly the state. So the chances of Pakistan arresting these people is extremely slight. Lashkar-e-Toiba is not being fought by the army at the moment. I'm not even sure they could. It's so powerful. And certainly they've got enough on their hands with the Taliban. So they're not tackling the LET at the moment. They're just not doing it. So it is very difficult to see that Pakistan will be able to deliver on this demand from India. And it's very difficult to see India dropping the demand.
Well, explain for those who haven't been following this history closely, why is there such animosity between the two? Why would Pakistanis be so interested in attacking India? Why?
Let me take you back to 47. So you've got the whole of the Indian subcontinent under British rule. And then the Muslims under the leadership of Jinnah said, look, we feel vulnerable. We think the Hindus would discriminate against us in an independent India. We have to have our own country. Now, the Hindus never wanted that. They never were comfortable with it. They never thought it was acceptable that that India would be split. And as it worked out, with Mountbatten, the British guy in charge of it all, it was split. So there was always a feeling in Pakistan that Indians didn't really accept the split and that they would try and conquer Pakistan. And, I mean, in the early years, there were many Indians who said that's what they wanted to do. So there's been this huge sense of vulnerability in Pakistan about India. It has been heightened in recent years by the Indians becoming much more assertive in Afghanistan, so the Pakistanis feel a bit encircled by India, and there is just huge distrust, and that has been there for decades, and it's still there now.
And that would be the basis for that awful attack in Mumbai, went on for hours, over 160 people killed.
If you want to know the full story of it, it's quite a complicated story. So basically, Lashkar-e-Taiba, one of the major militant groups in Pakistan, has got tens of thousands of supporters. It's in the heartland in Punjab, and they were actually facing an internal problem at that time. Should they be active in Pakistan? They've never fought against Pakistani targets, unlike the Taliban. So there was pressure to do that, to join up with the Taliban. And then the idea was, from another element of the LET, that they could actually divert that argument. They could block that argument internally by doing a big spectacular attack abroad. And so that attack in Mumbai did serve quite a purpose for Lashkar-e-Taiba. It was a high-profile attack. It was something that caught everyone's attention, and it was something that resolved their internal problem of those elements within the organisation saying, look, we should be fighting the Pakistan army and the Pakistan state. So, I mean, there was an internal reason for it to happen.
Yeah. Well, meanwhile, after this meeting today, the Indian Prime Minister, again, brand new, Narendra Modi, tweeted that Prime Minister Sharif became emotional during the meeting when he talked about seeing a picture of Modi's mother, again in India, feeding him sweets. Sharif apparently saw this picture of Modi with his mother when Sharif was with his own mother. So what do you make of that emotion there? Is this, I mean, one would wish it would be a moment where a world leader realized, wow, we are more the same than we are different, but that might be imposing a wish on that moment. What do you make of that moment?
What I would say is this. If you think of the Middle East dispute between Israelis and Palestinians, there is a deep distrust and even hatred between those two peoples. It's not like that in India and Pakistan. When Indians come to Lahore, which occasionally they do in some sort of confidence-building measure or something like that, or even when journalists come over occasionally, they are warmly welcomed. People are excited. They want them to come. There is a basic goodwill between the people of India and Pakistan. And so it's a whole different story to those kind of visceral hatreds that you find, for instance, in that Middle East dispute. And I guess you could say that this Nawaz Sharif stuff about the mum and Modi, it is a reflection to some degree of the fact they do have a lot in common. But, you know, there are major institutional interests on both sides. The Pakistan army, extremely suspicious of India. You've got a very hardcore security establishment in India who are causing trouble in Pakistan. I mean, don't forget, this is not all one way. I mean, the Indians widely believed to be supporting Baluch insurgents and gunmen in Karachi and so on. So it's a mutual disruption of each other's affairs. And it is very difficult for the politicians to overcome those institutional blocks within their two countries.
So don't make too much of that moment.
I'm afraid not. No, I mean, it was a moment.
But don't make too much of it, yeah. The BBC's Owen Bennett-Jones in London. Thanks so much.
Thanks a lot.
It's like going to school when Owen visits. You're listening to Here and Now.